Japan Top 10. It's another episode of Japan Top 10. This is episode 389. I am your host, Kirby.
And I.
We have lots of new songs for this episode.
We have songs from Super Beaver and Yoroshika.
But for now, I believe I has something to say. Take it away, I.
Yeah, thank you, Kirby. So, hi everyone. This is my last episode on Japan Top 10. Thank you very much for the good times and the sweet memories that we shared together. It was such a wonderful experience, and I was very happy to be part of the Japan Top 10 team. Japanese music will continue to be something very close to me and a part of my life, so I hope listening to your favorite Japanese music will continue to be your source of energy for the next day as well. Again, thank you for letting me be a part of your day, and thank you for letting me share my love of Japanese music. I hope to meet you again soon.
Thank you very much, Ai. Actually, I didn't expect that. Well, wherever you may be, I hope you will stay healthy and safe. And don't forget Japan Top 10, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, I will never do that. I cannot do that.
And now let's begin with the show. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Our 2021 annual listener survey is out. Give us 5 minutes of your time to let us know how we can improve, and we can give you a chance to win $100 gift card to a retailer of your choice. Visit our website at jtop10.jp for more details.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp, along with the song you'd like us to feature on the podcast.
And now going down two spots to number 10, we have Shake and Shake from Sumika.
Number 10.
Sumika formed as an indie rock band in 2013 before being signed to a major label in 2018. The band's music has also been featured in the anime series Wotakoi, Love is Hard for Otaku, Mix Meisei Story, the anime film I Want to Eat Your Pancreas, and My Hero Academia.
Shake and Shake is the sixth single by Sumika. It was released on June 2nd, 2021. The song is used as the opening theme for the 2021 anime Pretty Boy Detective Club. Okay, so continued from last month, the ninth place of this month was taken by Bump of Chicken. The song is called Nanairo.
Number 9.
でも信じたよ。きちんと前に進んでるって。よく晴れた朝には時々一人ぼっちにされちゃうから。矢白目みたいな正しさと今この景色の全てが笑ってくれるわけじゃないけど、それってもういい。これは僕の旅。
Bumble Chicken is a Japanese alternative rock band, most well known for their popular songs from anime and video games. The list includes Pokemon, Tales of the Abyss, One Piece, March Comes the Lion, Granblue Fantasy, Karakuri Circus, and much more.
The song Nanairo goes over the topic of growing yourself to be with someone you couldn't be with. Since 1994, the band has built their legacy as one of the strongest Japanese artists currently. And we have a new song at number 8. It's from Yorushika, the song Mata Saburo.
Number 8.
Yorushika is a Japanese rock duo formed in 2017, represented by Universal Music Japan. The group is composed of Nabuna, a former Vocaloid music producer, and Sui, a female vocalist. According to an interview, Nabuna and Sui met through a common acquaintance. Sui was a longtime fan of Nabuna's Vocaloid work and first appeared as a guest vocalist during Nabuna's two solo concerts in Tokyo. Nabuna reached out to Sui to form Yoroshika. As part of Nabuna's effort to find a more human voice to use in his music, as opposed to Vocaloid.
Since then, the two have released two extended plays and three full albums, all of which charted on both the Oricon Album Chart and the Billboard Japan Hot 100 Album Chart. Yoroshika's music is described as passionate and upbeat, serving as a contrast to the heavier lyrics, which often explore ideas such as love and human emotion and draw from works of literature including Masuji Ibuse and Joel Baum. Okay, so let's go next song. A new song here again. Number 7 song is Namae o Yobu Yo, I Will Call Your Name by Super Bieber.
Number 7.
みたいなこと言うけど巡り合うことはやっぱりすごいね知らないことがほとんどの世界で互いに名前を呼び合っているなんて苛立ち八つ当たり後悔したり同時に手を叩き笑い合ったり それは平凡で取るに足らない日常でも二度と同じ日には辿れない気がついた時怖くなるくらいだ痛さ溢れる時を超える馬鹿みたいなことを思う一つね今楽しいな言わずもがなちゃんと守りたいそりゃそうだ出会いが人生の全てだって思った名前を呼ぶよ名前を呼ぶよあなたの意味を僕らの意味を名前を呼んでよ愛に行くよ命の意味だ僕らの もう恥ずかしいけどあの時はごめんなって思うこと脈々もなく伝えられる関係それを大切と言わずになんという痛さ溢れる時を バカみたいなことを思う一つね今楽しいな助けたい人にずっと助けられているありがとうなんてこっちのセリフなのに何ができるかな今何ができるかな考えた途端に目となく思い浮かぶ顔 名前を呼ぶよ名前を呼ぶよあなたの意味を僕らの意味を名前を呼んでよ
Yo!
Super Beaver is a Japanese rock band formed in 2005. They are best known for their song Shinkokyu, which was used as the ninth ending theme for Naruto Shippuden, and their song Rashisa, which was used as an opening theme for Barakamon in 2014. The band celebrated its 15th anniversary in April 2020 and even created a special website to sell merchandise.
Namae wo Yobu yo was announced to be the theme song of the movie Tokyo Revengers. At number 6, we have another new song. It's from YOASOBI, Sangen Shoku.
Number 6.
YOASOBI is a Japanese music duo composed of Vocaloid producer Ayase and singer-songwriter Ikura. The name YOASOBI means nightlife. Ayase, who is a producer of the group, said he named it as a wish that he could take on various playful challenges. By comparing the appearance of acting as an individual to the appearance of daytime, and the appearance of two people acting as YOASOBI as the appearance of the night. The song Sangen Shoku was featured as a background music for NTT Docomo's mobile service Ahamo advertisement. and based on a novel, RGB, written by Yuichiro Komikado.
They fall one spot from last month. Number 5 song is Kaito Phantom Thief by Back Number.
Number 5.
じゃあちょっと目を閉じて僕の腕に捕まっておいてよ君の笑顔盗むやつから君を盗むのさ物語の名前は伏せたまま始めよう連れ去ってと合図をくれたらここから君を奪って夜空を抜けて宝石みたいな街を飛び越えて君が想像したことないくらい眩しい世界を見せてあげるそのまま海を渡って遥か風に乗って虹を蹴散らして空にばらまいて君は今日も明日も君ままでいていいんだよ君がいれば僕に不可能なんかないもう行かなきゃなんてガラスの靴で月にでも帰るの君がどう否定したって素敵なままだよ君と出会えた僕と出会えなかった先の僕を比べて論文にしたいとこだけど君の細胞全部の尊さはきっと伝えられやしない君自身に君を僕が証明するよから君を奪って夜空を抜けて宝石みたいな街を飛び越えて君が想像したことないくらい眩しい世界を見せてあげるそのまま海を渡って遥か風に乗って虹を蹴散らして空にばらまいて君は今日も明日も君のままでいていいんだよ君がいれば僕に不可能なんかないない
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/try.
A Japanese rock trio formed in 2004. The band consists of Iori Shimizu, lead vocals and guitar, Kazuya Kojima, bass guitar and backing vocals, and Hisashi Kurihara, drums. The biggest hit from the group has been Christmas Song, hitting number one in Japan for over 3 weeks.
Back Number recently worked with BTS on their new song Film Out as a music producer. Going down three spots to number four, We have from Aimeon, it's Ai wo shiru made wa, or Until You Know Love.
Number 4.
いざ手のなる方へと導いたのは誰でもない自分自身なのに自信がないよ笑っちゃうなもたついている空気が抜けたままの体走れど走れど続く人生という名の死ぬまでのエピソードは軽いままの体では吹き飛ばされてすぐに終わってしまうなああ誰にもないものを持っていたいのにな無理やりに抱きしめてた心を今ほどいて
Aimeon has won almost every award she's been nominated for big awards, including Best Video of the Year 2020 in MTV VMAJ, for her new video Naked Heart, and Artist of the Year 2019 in Billboard Japan Music Awards. Her most recent album, heard that There's Good Pasta was released on September 9, 2020 and sold over 270,000 copies.
Imin wrote the lyrics for the song Time Goes By from the third single of the boy group Johnny's West, released on February 4th, 2015. Let's go to the next song. Number 3 song of August 2021 is called Fushigi Strange by Gen Hoshino.
Number 3.
Kimi to deatta kono mitsu no naka de te o tsunaitara hiki o shite ita tada so
Oh,
Shimo has been nominated for over 60 hours and has won over 50 hours. The list includes CD Shop Grand Prix, Japan Gold Disc Awards Best 5 Albums, Space Shower Awards Best Influential Artists, and much more. His hours include areas such as TV drama and has become an extremely influential artist for all aspects of art in Japan.
Recently, he married actress Yui Aragaki, his co-star on the show The Full-Time Wife Escapist, a show about Mikuri Moriyama falling in love with her partner Hiramasa Tsuzaki after they marry due to economic reasons. Want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
Want to join our team? We've got open positions currently that need to be filled. Join the biggest and the best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
Still at number 2, from Fujikaze, we have Kirari.
Number 2.
あれくる季節の中を二人は一人きりさらり明けゆく夕日の中を今夜も昼下がりさらりどれほど朽ち果てようと最後に笑いたい何のために戦おうとも時は愛かい新しい日々は探さずとも常にここにいろいろ見てきたけれどこの瞳は永遠にキラリあれほど生きてきたけど全ては夢みたいあれもこれも敵でも私は君がいい ああどこにいたの探してたよ連れてって連れてって何もかも捨ててくよどこまでもどこまでも荒れ狂う季節の中も群衆の中も君となら
ただ
Fujikaze's first studio album, Help Ever Hurt Never, was released on May 20th, 2020. It hit number 2 on the Japan Oricon charts. Kaze had released previously singles in 2019, including Nan Nan and Moewa.
Kaze has been releasing music from his YouTube channel since he was 12 years old, which has totaled over 30 million views. Alright, everybody, it's the number one song of this month, has risen 4 places since last month. It's Pale Blue by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number 1.
ずっと恋をしていた これでさよならあなたのことが何よりも大切でした望み通りの終わりじゃなかったあなたはどうですか友達にすら戻れないから私空を見ていました最後くらいまた春めくような綺麗ださよならしましょうそれは水もやらず枯れたエーデルワイスクローズに出す耳飾りこんなつまらない映画などもおしまいなのにエンドロールの途中で悲しくなったねえこの想いは何あなたが見据えた未来に私もいたい鼻先が触れるくらいにあなたを見つめたい張り裂けるほどの痛みを叫びたいのに私あなたに恋をしたあなたはと一緒にずっとしていた晴れた日の朝あなたのことがどこまでも大切でした言えないでいた言葉交わし合った笑えるくらい穏やかにそれはひどく竹の触れた音口中ほつれてゆくボタンの穴こんなちぐはぐな舞台はもう閉めたいなのにエピラークのセリフが言えなくなったねえあなたを見つめてたどれだけ生まれ変わろうとも意味がないくらいどこか導かれるようにあなたと出会いたい今さら言いたいことなんて一つもないのに私あなたに恋をした苦しさと一緒にずっと
Zither Harp
Kenji Yonezu currently writes and composes all of his music, which has gained him a lot of fame in the Japanese music industry. Kenji was originally under a Vocaloid Hatsune Miku software, but released his first independent album, Dirorama, showing his own voice.
He's worked with Fortnite Battle Royale, the 2020 Summer Olympics, and many large organizations. Kenji has worked on many illustrations as well, illustrating all of Nico Nico Doga's early videos. He is truly a cross-medium artist. We now move to our indie spotlight. For this episode, we have Aoiro Ichigo with the song Ongaku ni Naritai. Chinose was a bass player in an all-female power metal band Zetai Club from Tokyo until they disbanded in 2020, starting a solo project, Aoiro Ichigo. Aoiro Ichigo's self-released debut album, Some Blue, released on May 26, available through CD Japan. The album features guest musicians such as ex-Aldius singer Rami and ex-animetal bassist Masaki.
Although Zetai Club was a power metal band, the influences of Aoiro Ichigo are far more diverse and the project has more of an electro-rock feel to it. On April 24th, Aoiro Ichigo also released the music video for the song Last Dance, which features vocals by Ichinose herself. The development of her singing voice is something she has been working very hard on since Zetai Club disbanded. Additionally, Ichinose is also active in the gothic rock formation, the Hina Cat, who recently signed a record deal with Setsuzoku Records as a live bass player, and Kamigami Alice, an all-female symphonic metal project, which also features Yashiro, live guitar player for Mary's Blood. Okay, so that was the episode of August 2021. Thank you for listening to Japan Top 10 Countdown. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please leave your comments and give us your suggestion at jtop10.jp. For next episode, Tassie and Lydia will be back in a week from now to talk all about Japanese kawaii fashion for our latest cultures episode. So this summer is half over already. I hope everyone is having a wonderful time. Your host of this episode were I and
Kirby.
Thank you everybody and goodbye. Sayonara.
Bye bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.